Hey, how's everybody doing? So, I don't really know what to talk about today. I just know that I need to do more podcasts because you guys seem to like them. And it's kind of fun to do, 20 minutes or less, pretty much every time. And that's cool, so you can listen to them really quickly and get up out of there. I'm on iTunes with this podcast. If you just search Healing Soul Tour, you'll find it on iTunes. You can sub on there as well. Also on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube as well, but it's my name. I use my name. I've used that account for a lot of different stuff. And, you know, right now it's for my website. So if you just search Healing Soul Tour stuff, or you'll find it pretty easily. I guess what I'll talk about is kind of what's coming down the line for healers. You guys noticed when 3.1 came out and they did some adjusting to PowerTex, and they did some adjusting, I believe, the jugs. They kind of focused on tanks. And that comes from, for maybe people don't know, that comes from during the PTS where for 3.0, where they didn't have enough time to get to the tanks the way they wanted to. What happened was they spent so much time on healers, first completely and utterly breaking them, and then spending time to fix them, kind of. And then after that, they ran out of time. So now with the tanks, you know, they did some changes, and the guys I tank with, there's PowerTex and Jugs and my groups, and they seem fine with it. I don't know. I guess I don't really care about that, to be honest with you. I just know that I have to heal them, so I should probably ask how their changes affect them. But down the line, there's going to be changes to healers. There's going to be tweaks to healers. There's probably going to be tweaks to DPS still to come. So as I start to raid pretty consistently and pretty effectively in the hardcore, the new hard mode raids, I start to wonder what tweaks might be coming, what nerfs might be coming, and then from there, what does that mean for what class will I swap classes? Because I do believe in swapping classes in the middle of anything if it'll make you do better. If, you know, if you can heal, if you can DPS, if you can tank with all of the classes or with multiple classes, it seems to me to make sense just to pick the one that you can do the best with, given a fight or given a particular tweak to a class. Which is why mercs, for anybody who can heal with multiple classes, mercs are probably the flavor of the month because of the changes, where operatives kind of are now seen as kind of the stepchildren of the healing world and scoundrels as well. But I can heal with any of them, really, honestly, and they're all fairly geared. They're all geared enough for hard mode, so I can heal with any of my healers, any of the classes, and I can take them into any of the fights and do okay with, I think. So with tweaks are coming and nerfs are coming, I have to start thinking about what might be coming and how does that impact my classes that I choose. Like, I have three mercs. I'm in multiple groups, four or five, depending on what's going on, and two or three of them are merc classes that I'm using. I sneak a Sorc in and then an operative in every once in a while, but it's mostly merc healing. So what happens when they do the changes that I think they're going to do to the merc class, and will I still want to do that? Will I still want to be healing with my merc over healing with my Sorc and healing with my operatives? And I have, all told, I have three operatives and two Sorcs, and then I have three mercs, I believe, healers, and a scoundrel. So one of my operatives I still need to get to end game. Still need to get to 60. She's at 55, but I can get her to 60 pretty quickly. So as I start thinking about that, what changes might be coming, I got a couple ideas of what I think they'll do, given the PTS progression and the PTS discussion and what I just think the classes are doing now and what they might do. First, the mercs are going to take a nerf. I just think they're going to take a nerf, and it'll probably come in the form of nerfing Koto Missile a little bit. Koto Missile is pretty strong. If you hit on everybody, it puts out a lot of heals very, very quickly. It's a really cool, really fun, easy to use heal. The cooldown's really low on it, and you can kind of pop it whenever you want, essentially. I mean, there's really no reason not to. On your melee, if you guys get pulled in on the Walker fight hard mode, you can use it there. Under Lurker, there's a couple different times you can use it. And on the Under Lurker fight, especially, the cooldown is so short, you can get it when they group on the rocks, and then you can get it again when they go and you group on the cross. That's a pretty awesome, you know, little healing situation there, where you can get Koto Missile off two very important parts of that fight really quickly. So I think Koto Missile will probably take a nerf. I don't know about Progressive Scan. I think Progressive Scan is fine where it is, given the cost of the heal. But I do think that they'll probably do something different with Progressive Scan and Koto Missile. I just think we have two really strong AoE heals that probably can take a nerf somewhere in that thing. I believe that, though, heat management is fine. It's harder than everything else, I think. But I don't think things need to be cheaper. And if they do nerf Koto Missile, they'll probably make it cheaper, so that's good. But I do think that there's going to be some nerfs coming to mercs, and I got to be ready for it because, again, I do most of my healing with my mercs. And so then do I swap? I think Sorcs are pretty well off right now. They'll probably mess with force management, if anything. I think force management could probably take some kind of adjusting. When the game launched all those 3 years ago, force management was super easy. It was just the easiest thing in the world. You never ran out of force. You can just do the consumption thing every once in a while. You didn't lose health, if I remember right, and your force came back. You could just go all day. And that really helped fighting bosses under geared. That's the one thing people don't understand. Like, to fight a boss under geared as a healer, it almost always comes down to your resource management, because you need it to be better than usual because your healers don't hit as much. Your heals don't hit as much. And if the group is under geared, then they're taking probably more damage than they should, and they're not doing as much, so the fight becomes longer. I remember clearly, man, that those bounty hunter fight in Karaga's Palace. First of all, I love that fight. I can't think of their name right now, but I love that fight. My Sorc, it took forever when we were learning it because we were really under geared for it, and we were just there. It was a long, drawn out fight. And pre force nerf, it was Kate. I could just sit there, heal, drop that really strong AOE, static shield tanks, and heal everybody. It was a confined room, so your AOE would hit more people than normally, you know, because everybody was kind of close together. We used to two Sorc heal. Early on, a lot of groups were running two Sorcs, so we had two Sorcs, so we just dropped that AOE, kind of stagger that AOE heal, and just kind of chill out, man. It was an AFK heal. But it was a long fight, and I didn't realize how long it was, honestly, until they nerfed the force management with, I think it was 1.2 or 2.0. No, it was 1.2, I believe. They nerfed force management to where it became a little harder, and you had to actively consume, and that was when we started getting tricky, and we would, like, AOE heal on ourselves, or we'd get in the AOE heal and then consume, so that we would lose the health but get it back from the AOE heal, or at least try to. That was a goal. And when I realized, you know, when that became an issue, I realized how long that fight was, and we wiped a few times, but we were trying to figure out how to better manage our force. And those are the things that nerfs to healing does. It makes you change sometimes how you do stuff, or you take things for granted, or you change how you heal things, and it's very important to keep an eye on that. So if they do obviously do any nerfs and stuff, I'll talk about it and give you guys some tips on how to get around them. So the Sorcs probably will take a little bit of a force management nerf, but if they do that, they probably have to juice up a little bit that AOE heal. They have to make something go a little stronger. Like, there's a constant balancing of nerfs versus buffs. So if they nerf our force management or make it harder, you'd think they'd have to give you something back for it. I don't know what. Maybe they'll do something with the GDC on consumption. I always forget if consumption is on or off the GDC? Yeah, GDC. Or GCD. I don't know. One of those things. You know what I'm talking about. So they're going to have to make adjustments either way. But I believe that they'll probably, if there's anything to nerf on the Sorc, it's probably going to be the force management. When you get down to the operative, though, there's no nerfs to be had. I mean, I know BioWare thinks there is, and they're going to probably say there are, but there are no nerfs to be had. If anything, they need to do not necessarily an outright buff, but they certainly need to adjust the mobility of the class. I don't think Koto waves need to be mobile. That's kind of too OP, but they got to do something with diagnostic scan. I don't know what that is. If they make it on the run shorter, if they make it hit less, if they nerf what it does or how fast it does it, but you can use it on the run, I think that's cool. Like, in other words, diagnostic scan right now ticks really quickly. And it's really one of the more easier proactive ways to manage energy on the class, so you don't have to pop an adrenaline probe. So if diagnostic scan, if you can use it on the run, that's great, because then you can heal, for one thing, on the run, and you can get energy back while you're running around like a maniac. And I think that's a good thing. But then they'd have to probably make it so that it crits less, or so that it heals less, just as a matter of balancing. So that's the thing I learned from the PTS, just watching and listening to discussions, was nerfs and buffs are all about balancing what the other thing does. So if you nerf something, you can't just leave it that way, apparently. You have to buff something else or tweak something else. Buff's probably be a bad word. Same thing, if you buff something, you probably have to do something else. So if they buff a heal, they have to make it cheaper or more expensive, I'm sorry. So like with Koto Injection. Koto Injection took a little bit of a nerf, but if I understand it right, they also made it a little bit cheaper. So you can do that. You can do stuff like that. And for healers, it's a constant management of what would you prefer. Would you prefer your heals to be harder, hit harder, I mean, but cost more, or do you want them to hit a little bit weaker, but cost less? So there's like a management there that I believe the devs have to deal with that impacts us. The other thing I'll say about nerfs and buffs is that I still think, and this might really, it's not really my only pet peeve of the game. I mean, honestly, I mean, there's people, if you listen to Twitter and Reddit, there's people are just constantly angry about something, and they won't shut up about it. They're just constantly going on. It seems like PvP is like the easy thing for people to rage about. People are always raging about PvP. Oh my god, PvP. And I know, whatever, that's cool. Everybody has their thing. My thing is PvP, but in a different way. My thing that I really don't understand and really annoys me is how PvP impacts PvE. It's super frustrating to see developers do changes to classes, regardless of the role, just classes in general, that are obviously PvP changes. Like when they messed with the sword management force, that was clearly a PvP change. It was so obvious because sorks are just sitting there all day going ham, and the other people are like, dude, sorks are literally never running out of energy or force. The operative class changes they did this time around was obviously a PvP change. There's no other reason to do it. There's no other reason to change what they did to the operatives unless it was PvP. And the proof of that is that they made the other classes more mobile. Like, they made the other classes far more mobile and completely turreted the operatives. In PvE, it's a massive change to the class, and it's why the class isn't anywhere near as favored or liked or requested as the other two. But it's because of PvP. They made it super turrety in PvP because they've said before that the class did way too much healing, was way too powerful, running and way too hard to kill as a result. Now, we can get into how wrong they are. We can go get into that later about how the PvP, what they did to the class had very little effect on PvP. And when I talk about PvP, I'm talking about regs, because honestly, SWTOR is a regs PvP game. People can go off on ranked, and I know ranked is super serious with the seasons and the season 4 starting up, whatever, and that's super awesome, but a very small percentage of people play ranked. I always am talking about regs for PvP. I don't care about ranked. I don't pay attention to it. It just doesn't interest me at all. I find it to be pretty anticlimactic, and kind of pointless, honestly. So regs is almost always what I'm talking about. And what they did with the class, with the nerfs and the buffs to these classes, you can tell a lot of them were geared for PvP. The end result, and I'm working on something with that, the end result is not what they thought in the PvP area, but completely shifted the kind of wealth of healing in PvE. And that's annoying to me. So when we're talking about nerfs and buffs that are coming down the line, as you start seeing what BioWare has planned, and I guarantee you they're doing something to the classes, there is very little chance that all three healing classes will be left untouched and once the next couple of patches come around, maybe 3.2, 3.3, they're going to make changes. They almost have to. And those changes are going to have an impact on raid teams. They're going to have an impact on players. They're going to have an impact on PvE. And if history has shown us anything, they're going to have very little impact in PvP. PvE will get always gets far more greater, far more, a larger chunk of the changes, a larger chunk of the effect goes to PvE than it does PvP. So it's very important to know ahead of time what changes are coming. And I can give you a list of changes that they made to healers that they thought were PvP changes and absolutely had no impact in PvP. Again, talking about regulars, it's kind of silly that they still do that. So when we're talking about nerfs and buffs that are coming, keep an eye on those nerfs, keep an eye on those buffs, and think about what you want to do with your class, what you want to do different with your class, and if you want to stay with your class. I'll probably stay with Merc, just because I'm used to it now. I'm very comfortable with it. I like the heals in general. I like the class overall. I like the support damage it does. That's another thing operatives probably need a little more of, is support damage. I like all of that stuff that the Merc has. I like the Sorc. I'm very happy that I think I'm going to get another Sorc healer into a new group. That's really cool. So I'm going to keep an eye out for that. Changes are coming for sure for the classes. I'm just going to keep an eye and see what BioWare does. If the PTS discussions were any indication, there's going to be some pretty big ones coming for us. And I think it's going to impact a lot of groups, a lot of group makeups for sure. So if another double XP comes around, start rolling another healer just in case. Or if you got alts you can gear or alt runs and you have multiple healers you like to run, go ahead and start gearing them up, because who knows what's going to happen when these changes come. That's all I got, about 15 minutes. Wanted to thank everybody for support. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Healing SWTOR Facebook page is there. Instagram, Healing SWTOR, on YouTube, just search Healing SWTOR and you'll find it. Or you can just search Louis and Healing SWTOR in the same search. It'll come up, I'm pretty sure. And the website, healingswtor.com. Appreciate all the support, guys. Hope you guys are doing really well, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.